MTD Radio News, I'm Joe Miller. Two Southeast New Mexico legislators among three sponsors seeking to undo a state requirement that auto manufacturers increase the share of zero-emissions vehicles they ship to sell in New Mexico dealerships. State Reps Jim Townsend, Artesia, Larry Scott, Hobbs, and Rep Rod Montoya, Farmington, introduced the bill to eliminate the rule approved in November by the state's Environmental Improvement Board. The bill would prohibit the EIB from adopting or continuing administrative rules that mandate that a vehicle manufacturer produce or deliver for sale a certain percentage of zero-emission vehicles in New Mexico for a model year. American Legion Post 61 officially assumed ownership of Memory Lawn Memorial Cemetery January 1st. Stephen Lee, commander of Post 61, says members and their families volunteer at the private nonprofit cemetery. Post also holds numerous events there every year. Family members of Henry Mayhew have been taking care of the cemetery since he died in 2022. Mayhew, a Roswell native with several relatives buried at the cemetery, including his mother living in California when he and some other investors took over the facility in 2018 after it had been held for more than 7 years in court receivership under its previous owner. Before Mayhew became a cemetery owner, he was among a group of litigants with loved ones at Memory Lawn. He and others sued the previous owners because of the condition of the cemetery. Police arresting a man on aggravated battery Tuesday, days after he allegedly beat a man in a wheelchair on a public bus. Roswell police say 36-year-old William Atkinson served at 9:23 in the morning with an arrest warrant while at the 600 block of North Main Street location. A criminal complaint indicates surveillance video showed Atkinson striking the victim once on the right side of the head and then proceeding to hit him another three times while they were on the Pecos Valley Trails transit bus December 31st. Atkinson, known by police to go by the name Tiny, they were able to identify him from surveillance video from the bus. That's what's happening. I'm Joe Miller, MTD Radio News.